The Milwaukee Rep is preparing for their upcoming sixth season of Rep Lab, a one-of-a-kind short play festival featuring several individual plays acted and directed by the Rep's emerging professional residents. Joining us now to talk about this year's festival is J.C. Clements, Artistic Associate and Rep Lab Coordinator at the Milwaukee Rep. J.C., thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the festival, as I understand it, showcases the work of your residency programs there at the Rep. Tell us about the program. This is for actors and directors too, right?
Correct. We each year invite between 10 and 15 emerging professionals in the theater to join us for a season. And throughout the season, they serve as actors in our productions on our stages. They serve as understudies. We always like to boast that we don't have to cancel performances because we have such high caliber emerging professionals with us who are always understudying those roles. And then at the tail end of the season or mid-season, we always have Rep Lab, our series of short plays. And that's really where the emerging professional residents get to shine and have all the spotlight on them.
I want to get into the plays themselves in a bit, but the mission of this program, is this kind of a artistic mission here that you're trying to bring up the next generation of talent?
That's exactly what we're doing. I'm actually a product of the program. I was an artistic intern 5 years ago. We recently changed the title of the program from artistic internship to emerging professional residency in order to better reflect what the program actually is. And as the director of the residency, I travel around the country to universities and recruit for the program because we are looking for the future leaders in regional theater, people who want to spend their lives acting and directing. And we bring them here to Milwaukee. We provide housing. We provide a stipend. And they spend the season with us under the tutelage of all the master actors and directors that we see around the country.
Well, you've graduated from the program to work with the Milwaukee Rep and the next recruits. Are other people showing up on stages around the country after emerging from the emerging professional program?
Definitely. We always boast that we have about a 90% success rate in continuing their careers from the past 10 years. If you look at everyone who's come through the program in the past 10 years, 90% are still working in television, film, or theater. And we have people who have worked on Broadway, off Broadway, continue to work here in Milwaukee, in Chicago, and all around the country.
Talking to J.C. Clements with the Milwaukee Rep, talking about the sixth season of Rep Lab, a short play festival coming up featuring, as we've just been hearing, the emerging professional residents there. Well, let's get to the show now. Sixth time around, a lot of times you go to the theater, you see a play, runs for an hour and a half, 2 hours or so. This is a lot of little plays. How many are we talking about in one showing here?
This year we have eight productions, eight specific shows. They all range in length between 10 and 15 minutes. And we always like to say, if you don't like what you're seeing in 10 minutes, you're going to see something else.
Like the Wisconsin weather.
Indeed.
So short plays, it's a different beast than a longer showing. What's different? I know you're directing one of these, I think. What's different as an actor or a director tackling one of these shorter plays?
Well, one of the things is we look at Rep Lab just like we look at a full season at Milwaukee Rep, where the evening is the entire season. So you have a lot of variety in the type of scripts that we produce. So you have a little bit of drama, a little bit of comedy, and then it all culminates in a world premiere play that our emerging professional residents are actually right now in the rehearsal room are developing this play, and it will be premiering at Rep Lab this year.
How do you go about picking scripts? Are there lots of short plays out there to choose from?
You would be surprised by how many scripts there are out there. We did a call about 3 years ago where we called all playwrights and said, send us your short plays. And I think we received around 1,000 or 1,500 of them. Our literary coordinator at the time, she read through a lot of them. I read through a lot of them. And so this year, I think we read about 90 plays, and that's culled down from the 300 or so that we've think are like really core good plays for that age, the specific ages of our emerging professional residents.
I was looking over the cast list and I see some people turning up in different roles in different plays. And I know that's it's not uncommon when you do a production for one actor to play a few smaller roles, but it seems like that's going to be different because in these small plays, they're playing a lead role in this one, a lead role in another. Is that a challenge for an actor to play a completely different character and maybe a completely different genre?
I don't know if it's a challenge, but they are really up to it because I would say the depth and complexity that they are bringing to these characters are really great. And it really shows the quality of the actors that we've brought into this program.
Well, I want to check in on a couple of the plays that are going to happen here. A holiday theme, I guess, good for the time of year. Eggnog, Martinis, and Cosmo Ho-Hos. Do I have the name right?
That's correct.
So what's that all about?
Well, that is a short play about two elves. I'll save the suspense. You'll have to come and see to really figure it out. One is a real elf and one is a play elf who works as an elf, and they meet each other at a bar one night.
All right. And so, yeah, that's a good one for this time of year. And then you're directing, this has a larger cast than the rest, Controlling Interest. Tell us about this short play.
This is a really, really fun play. It takes place in an high executive office. There's a big meeting happening because there's going to be a big merger. And it turns out that it's a bunch of 8-year-olds who are deciding whether or not they are going to like the girls on the playground.
And your cast, I know these are emerging professionals, maybe young professionals. I'm guessing not 8-year-old professionals.
Correct. It's all done in the style of high executives working in a business office, but all the language that they're saying pertains to being an 8-year-old on the playground.
I'm imagining this is one of the more comedic ones you were talking about earlier.
You are correct.
Tell us about some of the other titles that are going on. Give us a survey of what else will be happening.
Well, we've got, as I said, the devised piece. Right now, they are all working on creating their own story. And that's always, I think, the most exciting thing. Over the past 5 years, we've had 5 world premieres during RepLab, and this year we will have a 6th. We have an O. Henry story, While the Auto Waits. Everyone knows The Gift of the Magi during this holiday season. This is another story, and it kind of has a similar tale to it. And then we have a play called Airborne, which explores what it means to be a woman in the Air Force.
Let's talk more about the players and directors here. You mentioned going around the country recruiting. So what kind of geographic range are we going to see represented on stage and behind the scenes at these shows?
Well, we have emerging professional residents who hail from California, Washington, Texas, Georgia, and of course, we have 3 that are from Milwaukee.
And Milwaukee is on the map for theater, I think, anyway. But does this kind of program where you're bringing people around the country and then cycling them back out, does it help boost Milwaukee's reputation in the theater world?
Oh, most definitely. You look at a lot of the theater companies that are founded here. Many of them are founded by former interns, former residents. A lot of them like to stay, and they continue to work in our theaters. It's really great, and we enjoy working with those actors. And, you know, we obviously have a connection as we are fostering their development.
Let's talk about the production a little bit. Since it's a bunch of short plays, I imagine there's not an elaborate set for each one. That would be a whole lot of building and set moving.
That's correct. We really rely on our props artisans at the Rep to create the worlds of these plays, because a lot has to come on and come off. Really, in like 20 seconds, we're going from one play to the next. So we have a lot of props that come on and create the world of the play. And 10 minutes later, we have a whole different world. You can go from a bar to an executive's office to the sky.
And I understand, as of last week anyway, 4 out of the 6 scheduled performances were sold out already. A 7th performance is offered. Can you give us info on what's still open and where can we get more info?
If you go to our website, www.milwaukeerep.com, you can find our calendar there that has all of our performances and see where there's availability.
And for people around the state, maybe with their local theater programs, would you encourage them to do something like this, whether it's bringing people around the country or not, but instead of one big production, a bunch of short plays? Do you like that as a format?
I personally love it. I think it's great. You get to see a lot of variety. You see it happening at film festivals where they have a short selections. And like I said earlier, if you don't like what you're seeing now, in 10 minutes you're going to see something completely different, and maybe you'll love that.
JC, thanks a lot for telling us about this.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's JC Clements, Artistic Associate and Rep Lab Coordinator at the Milwaukee Rep, talking about the Rep's Rep Lab Festival, which opens next week. It's a series of short plays, seven, not six now, seven performances coming up in January.